Does that turn you on? Well, it shouldn't. That's my shy boob.
That's my shy boob.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in this struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors give it their all, fight in disguise to the victors. There's hope. Transformers.
This is Transformers for your listening pleasure with Guard Convoy, Insane Galvatron, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, Sideburn 2, TFR Cool, and your host, Weirdwolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another episode of Transformers for your listening pleasure. This is episode number 42, take two. Last week's episode we recorded, but the audio just kind of wasn't usable, so we're re-recording tonight, but we're going to basically just go over the news that is relevant this week instead of what was last week. There wasn't a whole lot last week that we went over that was news-wise. We just talked a little bit about Mirai Baby's experience at San Diego Comic-Con and a couple other things, but...
No breakdown.
That's, I guess, the biggest thing. Yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing out of San Diego Comic-Con that we heard.
Still sad about Unicron.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I was so wigged out over the whole no breakdown thing, I'm contemplating just stopping collecting Prime toys altogether.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually am, too, but I'll talk more about that a little bit later. It's for a completely different reason. But I am Weird Wolf, and along with me is Insane Galvatron.
Hello.
Mirai Baby.
Hello.
Natsume Ryu.
Hello.
And TFR Cool.
Greetings.
We are here once again, and let's head on into our Ouch My Wallet and talk about what we got.
Now it's time for Ouch My Wallet.
Mirai Baby, you want to tell us what you got the last couple weeks?
Yeah, well, a couple weeks. Recently, obviously, went to San Diego Comic-Con. I got a bunch of things for a ton of other people because I like helping others, you know, get toys for at cost and everything else. And so, like, I helped people get a lot of things from the Hasbro booth. A couple of people got from the Mattel booth and other things. But for myself, I got the SDCC Bruticus, the Derpy, and then I actually bought a Shockwave Hiss Tank. But I didn't want the Hiss Tank. I didn't want anything with it. Shockwave wise, all I wanted was the tiny little sound wave, his cassettes, and the cart with the Energon on it. So I kept that and sold that, the rest of that, to someone else. Recently got, actually just before the convention, excuse me, I got AM12 Breakdown from Transform Away. And then I bought a second one for one of my friends because she's been kind of hankering after him and it's really hard for her to get them. And so I just kind of like was, hey, here, have toy. She was all happy about it. Last week, I picked up a couple of crayon sets. I spent like $80 at Toys R Us. And I bought the Vehicon and Cliffjumper set, the Auto Troopers and Barricade set, the Wheeljack versus Knockout. And then I bought a Lego set of the Avengers... that comes with Hawkeye, Iron Man, and Loki. I got the Perfect Effect Motobot, who I haven't really played with very much because she's got so many pieces and I'm afraid to break things and lose things. And she's out of package now and set up and looks really pretty, but I haven't really had a chance to really putz around with her.
That's the one that looks like RC, isn't it?
Yes, the Perfect Effect
Motorcycle.
Yes, the Perfect Effect Motobot. I got the pink one. I got that. I got another one. That one was also from Transform Away from someone on Twitter.
How much are those running?
Oh, God, I don't know. I think it was like $100 or something like that. It was a really expensive toy. Fantastic toy, though. Very well made. Other than that, I've got a couple of books. Lots of books. Trade paperbacks and those really thick hardcover IDW collections. Like, with it's got all of the comics in it, like, in a chronological order from when they're supposed to happen, at least within the IDW franchise. There were a lot of booths at Comic-Con that had 50% off, like, the half-off cover price sales. So I dove at those, a lot of those. When we went to SavCon, when Natsumi Reo, Velocity and I went to SavCon, we entered in a costume contest, and not really, I guess, an ouch in my wallet because I didn't pay for it, but Breakdown won a second place trophy.
Sweet.
Velocity winning first place in that contest for costumes with her knockout rig. And recently I got a new car.
Yay!
A new car!
That really hurts your wallet.
What type of car?
Yeah. Yes, it really hurts the wallet. I got a 2007 Mystic Blue Toyota, very dark blue, rich, very pretty color. She is my Coraline, and recently, like a couple hours ago today, I bought a Decepticon sticker to slap on her.
It was at this point we had a Skype issue. However, we did continue.
Okay.
Are we all back?
I don't know. What did we hear up to?
Last thing I heard you say was Decepticon symbol for your Coraline.
Yeah, that was...
Last thing I heard you say was a 2007 Toyota, and then I thought you maybe forgot the name of the car. But
well, I must have been one of the last people to drop, because I heard everything up to the Decepticon symbol.
I heard the Decepticon symbol, too.
I was shortly after the Toyota Mystic Blue.
Well, okay, fine. Toyota, so it's a 2007 Toyota Camry Mystic Blue. Very dark, rich color. And I bought a Decepticon symbol to put probably on the back window. I haven't exactly decided where I want to stick it yet, because I'm also very picky about placement.
You know, you probably should have bought like a $500 car and put the rest of that toward like a Minton Box Grand Max or something.
Why would I want to do that?
Because Grand Max is awesome. I want one so bad.
It's a gigantic waste of space and plastic, as far as I'm concerned.
It's really rare and awesome. That's why I like it.
No, that G1 color makes it. Is,
but if
is
she
it
needed a car.
Be Shockwave.
Well, I said buy a cheap car, like a $500 car.
A $500 car would not drive me to the places I wanted it to drive me.
Oh, okay. Grand Max could take you there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He could turn into battle station mode and fly there for you.
Yes.
Can he hover? If he hovers, then I'd get him.
Yeah.
Like, does he actually hover like the helicarrier at Comic-Con was supposed to? That would have been awesome.
Well, I don't think the toy actually hovers, but...
It might if you put Mr. Fusion on him.
So if you got like a tape deck, like sticker, like a custom sticker made, could you make it look like Soundwave's front tape deck in the rear window?
Probably.
That'd be really cool because the colors would match because he's that nice deep blue, purpley.
Yeah, but Coraline, I don't know. I might be like, the only thing I might be getting is one of those emblem decals, the metal ones that like 3D.
Yeah.
I might end up taking off the Toyota emblem on the front of the car and slapping the Decepticon one up there.
That would look cool.
Yeah, it would. I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing yet, but that is an idea. And I think that's it for my ouch my wallet that I can remember.
Well, with the car in there, I think your ouch my wallet is the biggest one that we've had on this podcast.
Oh, the new car. Yay.
Awesome.
I'm excited, though. She's really pretty, so...
Insane Galvatron, you want to tell us about what you got this past couple weeks?
Yeah, didn't get a whole lot. As most people know, most you guys know, I've tuned back on my collecting a lot. And I'm caught up on Prime stuff, except for the Bulkhead we're not getting, and then all the new stuff that hasn't come out. The only thing I don't have is Arachnid. So I'll start off with my comics. I actually got Regeneration 1, number 81, when it came out. loved it. We'll keep the podcast spoiler free for people who may have not read it yet. But as a huge fan of the original comic series, to be able to pick up 21 years later and kind of continue the story, it really occurred to me after reading this one and enjoying it so much more than the other newer Transformer comics we've had, I think it has a lot to do with the art style. And it's totally just a personal preference thing, but getting used to seeing that kind of art in the original 80s comics, the newer comic art style just never really appealed to me. The robots blended in too well into the background, and it seems like I'd always have to look at a panel for a real long time to make sure I'm not missing anything. Where this or here, everything stands out. I mean, everything, the colors are different and distinct enough that you can tell what is a robot character, what is a wall, what is a floor. Where in a lot of the other comics, it's all very similar colors, so everything kind of blends in. And I've just found this to be a more enjoyable read. I really liked it. It's been the most excited I've been for a comic in a long time, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the series. And then, of course, I have my Terracon Cliff Jumper that Mariah picked up for me at Comic-Con. I really appreciate that.
Always welcome.
And then we've got a Fall of Cybertron Jazz. We found that at Toys R Us, a week and a half ago. He's probably the better of the three. I don't have Shockwave or Prime. I saw your Prime that you picked up there on, and I don't know. Jazz, he doesn't look that great in pictures, but in hand, he's not that bad. I like his transformation. It's kind of unique and inventive, and so he's just fun to fiddle with. A lot of people complaining about the size. He's smaller. He's lighter. Doesn't feel like he has much material in him. And those are all true, but I don't know. He's just fun to fiddle with. He's probably not worth $15, so he feels like an old Scout toy from, 5-6 years ago. Not just referencing the size, just as far as overall quality and the transformation complexity. Doesn't feel like it's worth $15 to me. Then I've got my big purchase of the week. I got the CM Corp Minerva. It's just a little over $100 shipped, but Dron keeps trying to say it's a doll, but it's not a doll because you can't brush its hair and you can't change its clothes. A doll has to have one of those two features to be considered a doll. It's an action figure. But
it's amazing how you go on the defensive even if I haven't said anything.
I know. I did it on purpose for the sake of the show. Way to spoil it. She's neat. I mean, it's just neat to have that character, in a action figure form that's not just a little tiny Nebulon that folds in half to make a head. It's not everybody's cup of tea, and I understand that, but, I really liked it. It was worth it to me just because of the character. I really like Master Force. And then I ended up buying something that I had sworn I would never buy. Only because beads. I had... No.
Oh.
Well, I will never buy those either, but I haven't broken that. I'm still not buying those. I picked up the Prime Hotshot, and it always looked like Nightbeat to me. And, I kind of like the design of head to print off in Shapeways. It looks like Nightbeat's head. Of course, I ended up buying a Botshot Top Spin. I cut his face off to use for that custom. I think I mentioned at the last podcast that went up. I was talking to some other people though, he needs more yellow on him. And somebody said that you could just swap some parts of the Bumblebee to put yellow in the appropriate places to make it look even more like Nightbeat. So I ended up buying the Prid Bumblebee mold. Because I had the first edition, so I was never going to get that toy, but I bought it so I could swap parts from it to Kitbash. And that's the last Transformer thing I got. I did also pick up a Marvel Legends Black Widow to complete my Avengers cast. Doesn't look exactly like Scarlett Johansson, but it's close. Just got to take the hair. I got the variant with the blonde hair. Just got to paint the hair red, and it'll fit right in.
So you got some comic books, a couple Pred figures to cut up, and a couple dolls. Awesome.
Yeah.
Next, you'll be buying some My Little Ponies.
This would be a good place to insert that audio clip from that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode where Carlton and Will Smith are arguing about his
they're not dolls action figure.
Are you still playing with that doll? It's not a doll, it's an action figure.
They're not dolls.
Well, my ouch, my wallet this week, actually for the last couple weeks, hopefully I can remember what all I got. I'm sure I'm going to miss some things, but a lot of it's been a few weeks in the coming, but I finally got it all in. I guess I'll start with Week before last, I picked up RID Sideburn and three of the RID 2-pack Spy Changers, Men on Sealed Card. I picked those up at a comic book shop. Got a really good deal on those. And then, what else did I get? Tokyo Toy Show exclusive United Black Optimus Prime, as well as Hegemon. Picked both of those up from Captured Prey. And before I picked up Black Optimus Prime, I got to looking at a couple of the Arms Microns, and I noticed that the Arms Micron Snake and Gecko, if you had got the black color, it looked like it would match pretty well with Black Optimus Prime's color of black. So I picked those two up, kind of gambling that they would fit, and yeah, they look pretty good. Combine them together, kind of make a like a war staff, or kind of dual wield them, like he's going to be doing like a like an axe and a hammer or something. And kind of totally by accident, in truck mode, the snake, if you lay it kind of on the back of the frame of the truck and pull the tail of the snake down just a little bit to kind of lock it in, it kind of makes it look like a fifth wheel on that Classics Prime mold. So that's pretty awesome. Trying to think if there was anything else. There was CHMS Sunstreaker and the G1 Breakdown using the Classics Sideswipe Sunstreaker mold. The G1 Breakdown is going to be one of the club toys in the subscription service, and seeing as how I'm getting more and more disenfranchised with the club, and it's less and less likely that I will actually subscribe to the figures, seeing as how the only two that I really, really want is Ultra Mammoth and the G1 Breakdown, I figured, well, what the hey, I'll go ahead and pick this up. It's CHMS, but the quality of it's really, really good. It's right up there with the actual thing. There's a little tightness issues, but not so much that, I feel like I'm going to break it. And then lastly, this past week, I got an eBay auction that I purchased a week before last. I finally got it in, and it was the Beast Wars, I believe, Neo Magmatron, the Japanese version of it. Got it mint in box, and he's pretty awesome. He's not very articulated, even by Beast Wars standards, but he's visually pretty impressive. And I guess that's my Ouchmall for the last probably 2.5 weeks here. Tyler, have you picked up anything?
Ooh, I got this new thing, this new camera, and it's serving me well. It's soon enough going to take me some shots of Transformers. It's quite amazing, quite beautiful, quite made of metal, and very, very nice. So hopefully gonna get out, get some few Transformer shots once we get into the new house. It'll be my new studio camera. It's really gonna be awesome, and I'm gonna have a new studio set up hopefully within a few months once we get moved in and stuff. Gonna get back into the buying things, and the next, since everybody is into third party, which is absolutely amazing, I think I'm going to go for that TFC toy DSLR that they're going to have, just because it looks like a DSLR. Unfortunately, though, it only has the Canon mount, so I don't really want to buy lenses for it, but it's cool. And so I can take pictures of a camera taking pictures of a camera.
Your dog, I heard you like cameras, so I took pictures of your cameras so you can have pictures of cameras.
I did that before. I did that with that one movie, the movie Little Point and Shoot Camera. The real tech or whatever, the little spy thing that was supposed to be like a frenzy type thing. I took a picture with my camera of my point and shoot taking a picture of it. So I can do that, except now I can have this camera taking a picture of my older camera, taking a picture of the SLR camera, taking a picture of that little frenzy thing from the movie, and it will be superiorly Inception-like.
Definitely would look forward to seeing pictures that that you've taken with it. I know even with your old camera, you took some pretty awesome pictures with it. I know I've been wanting to pick up at least like a Nikon D5100 or
something like that. I have some links ready to go because I do that for some used Nikon products that are in the very affordable range from a reputable online store.
Well, I might shoot those to me after the podcast here, and I might check them out.
Yep.
What have you picked up in the last couple weeks?
Absolutely nothing, because I'm broke, and I will be for another month or two. But since now the Fall of Cybertron demo has been released and Guard Convoy pre-ordered from GameStop, I have had the pleasure of playing the demo, and so that is my Transformer thing that I got and I'm very excited about.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. We were going to talk about it later on. I think this is just as good a time as any. I was able to pick up the demo earlier today. While I've not tried the multiplayer, I tried both the Bumblebee and the Vortex campaign, and the visuals, the sound effects are absolutely stunning. They have outdid themselves. Yes.
Have you found any of the audio recordings or the blueprints?
I found one of the audio recordings, but honestly, I wasn't looking for them. I'm one of those type of people that will play through it probably on the easiest level just to get the story of it. I'm not going to be looking for all the little sound bites and everything. If I find them, great. If I don't, I'm not going to beat myself up over them. But
they give us some spoilers about the main game, so I was sort of excited when I went looking for them. I played the campaign the Vortex level a second time just to look for the audio things, and I'm still missing one. I don't know if it's because it's not in the demo or because I just haven't found it yet. But I'm just totally fragging excited about this game. I want to play it right now, but I have homework.
I played the Vortex level. Insane Galvatron was able to watch it with me while I played it. And what's your thoughts on the game?
I thought it looked awesome. I mean, I love War for Cybertron. This looks like it's more of the same. It looks like there's probably some improvements somewhere along the way. But all the things I loved about War for Cybertron look to still be there. I'm excited. I also pre-ordered from GameStop, but I don't have their rewards thing because I don't gain much, so it's not worth subscribing. I just pre-ordered there to get the Optimus Prime G1 character. And so I don't get the early preview. But, it comes out in 2 days on the 31st.
Yeah, it comes out on the Tuesday.
By the time this podcast is up, it'll probably already be out, and I will have already downloaded it and played it. But, I watched you play through the level, and it looked awesome. I can't wait to give it a try. I just need to finish my War for Cybertron campaign for the actual game release, though.
I've only got a couple stages left on the War for Cybertron game, and I keep wanting to play it, but at the same time, there's other things right now that's holding my interest.
Yeah, see, that's me.
Telling myself just a couple more. I've got plenty of time. It's just a couple more stages.
No.
No.
You guys really have to set aside some time and play it from the beginning and play through it. That way, you guys can get the whole story so that when you get to the second game, and so that
I remember what I played. I mean, it's just trying to.
Yeah, I can remember. Still. Because I'm only about, you know, 3/4 of the way through the Decepticon.
I remember Zeta Prime was pretty freaking hard, and Omega Supreme I wasn't too fond of either.
Yeah, I've beaten Zeta Prime. That's as far as I've gotten. Did not start the next level after that's where I quit.
Omega Supreme.
I started playing online.
Pretty hard.
That kind of bothered me when I played War for Cybertronics. It was like, for whatever reason, Omega Supreme was the hardest thing to beat. Trypticon was easy compared to Omega Supreme. The balancing on that was totally off. I'm just like, I'm having the hardest time. Like, it took me like
boss.
I actually thought Omega Supreme was the easiest boss, you guys. I thought Zeta Prime was the hardest, and I put Trypticon at number 2 in the middle.
I could not get past Omega Supreme. Like, oh my god, it took me at least an hour, and I tried so many times. It was either I would either die or Ratchet would die. It's just like, doesn't help.
Yeah, this game, we're going to have a little special here in the next week or two. Dealing with Fall of Cybertron and War for Cybertron. Look back at War for Cybertron and our thoughts on it and what we've seen so far and what we expect out of Fall of Cybertron. And hopefully you guys will look forward to that. And I know we're looking forward to recording it. So, just look out. I'd say maybe next Sunday, maybe Sunday after next. I know we're also trying
I
to...
I would prefer Sunday after next because I'm leaving on Thursday to fly to Texas for a wedding of a friend, so I definitely won't have time to play War for Cybertron through this week, and I'd like to finish the campaign before we record.
Yeah.
But I can make it a priority the week after. I'll be coming back on Sunday, so...
Yeah. Well, I know we've also got a recording with Trans Jazz of Slagacon. We've got an interview with him coming up. He was going to do it this weekend, but had to back out because of some prior obligations that he had forgotten about. But we do look forward to having him on and talking about Slagacon coming up in the next month or two. And with that, I believe we've gotten everybody's ouch my wallet. So let's move on to the news of the week. And a lot of TFCon news.
Yay, TFCon.
Yeah, TFCon was this past weekend. And as we talked about in the episode with Colin and Proto Man about TFCon, they are a very third-party friendly convention, and a lot of third parties actually come there to show off their new stuff, much as Hasbro does at BotCon and San Diego Comic-Con. We found out a lot of really, really cool stuff coming up from third-party aspect. I guess the first big thing that we want to talk about are fans project has enormous amounts of releases coming out, and the first one would be the project Menasor, or what are they calling him? I forget.
Mr. Angry Face.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I'm trying to not Menasor, I guess is what we'll call it for now.
That's what we'll call him.
Yeah, not Menasor.
Which is what I like to use as, with all the characters now that are getting their names changed, I call them, like not Shrapnel, not, because I can never remember like Sharpshot, really. He's just not Shrapnel anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I've got the fans project and not Insecticons, Stormbomb, Backfiery, and Thundershred, and to be honest, I actually had to type out their names a few moments ago just so I'd remember their actual names, because to me they are the Insecticons. They are totally awesome. I actually did a photo shoot with them earlier today, and they are amazing. I mean, the quality is right up there. And we also found out from TFCon that there's going to be repaints of these figures, and as well as some remolds into slightly different characters. Greg, you want to tell us a little bit about Minasaur and the Insecticons from Fans Project?
Minasaur is the one I'm looking the most forward to. I'm sorry, not Minasaur. Because I've always... Minasaur and Devastator have always been my top two combiners from G1. Minasaur's probably got a slight edge. I always liked big trucks as a kid, and, you know, Motormaster's a big truck. And then I like Lamborghinis. There's a Lamborghini in there. So I'm really excited for this. We only really saw two of the actual figures in, you know, the resin prototype or whatever they were sculpted out of. They were the gray protos. We saw Breakdown and Wild Rider. Breakdown looked to be based on the Lamborghini Reventon. And Wild Rider was based on some other prototype Lamborghini, which I love Lamborghini, so I don't have a real big problem with it. But, I mean, hey, let's face it. If we're going to rip off the IP of these car companies and just design a car that looks like a Lamborghini, why not go ahead and just make, you know, Wild Rider Ferrari too, like he was. But aside from that little nitpick, I mean, he looks awesome. They both look really good in both modes. We saw robot and car. We didn't see any more pictures of Motormaster or drag strip or Dead End, but somebody that was there that was talking to the Fans Project reps said that I don't know what kind of car Dead End's going to be, but they said that Dragstrip's going to be a futuristic looking race car. So he's not going to be modeled after any particular exact race car. And kind of disappointed in the news about Motormaster. He's not going to transform with the trailer into his individual robot mode. That's one of the things I liked about Motormaster, was he was used the whole truck for the robot. But they are doing something neat with it, though, in that the trailer, it's going to break into three parts, and those are going to form all the combiner pieces. I'm assuming like the hands, the feet, and I don't know exactly what all is going to be in that, but I mean, the trailer will be used for the combined form. So I'm really looking forward to that. It looks awesome. I can't wait to see it and get it. I passed on Hercules. I'm getting the Green Giant. I've already paid for it. I'm waiting for it to be released, and I will be happy to put Minasaur next to Devastator on my shelf. Insecticon repaints. We're getting the deluxe Insecticons. I'm sorry, I can't speak now. Deluxe Insecticons, and they got new heads, if I'm not mistaken. Because I don't own the first three, so I can't really compare. Do it look like the Udrons? Look at new heads.
Well, actually, no. The heads kind of look the same. Well, the repaints look like they're just straight up repaints, but they're also going to be remolded into completely different characters as well.
They were calling them. What were they calling them? Warbugs?
The Warbugs, yes.
Yeah. If I were collecting those, because I stopped collecting Classics toys just because I needed to save space and I decided to go G1, only a few characters were the updated versions of. So that's why I didn't pick up the Insecticons. But if I had, I'd be more excited for the Deluxe Insecticon repaints than I would be the new character things that they're doing with the remolds, the Warbugs. But they do look neat. I think they did a really good job of taking the Not Kickback and, you know, remolding him so that he turns into a jet instead of a grasshopper. And then the other two, I think that one has tank. I think one has wheels. The other one have tank treads. Is it wheels also?
I believe it has wheels.
So the other two, they gave them wheels and they turned into some kind of tanks. Which I think is pretty creative, to take robots and turn into bugs and find a way to turn them into vehicles that is actually convincing. Mm-hmm. So they do look promising. You know, if you're into the original characters from third parties, then you probably love them, because you speak highly of the molds. So now that'd have to be, you know, pretty neat. Are we talking about the Function X that they announced as well, or just Minasaur and Insecticons?
Well, the Function X was furthermore what they revealed. I guess I'll take these since I'm kind of the headmaster buff out of all of us. They revealed Function X, which is what they're going to be calling this subline. And essentially what it is are the third-party, the Fans Project versions of the Headmaster's Brainstorm, Chrome Dome, Weird Wolf, Mind Wipe, and I assume Skull Cruncher is going to be the main color out of this, but they did show an Optimus Prime Alligator Headmaster that transformed very much like Skull Cruncher, and but this color scheme was very reminiscent of the G1 episode. I'm trying to remember.
City of Steel.
Yeah, City of Steel, where the Constructicons, I believe, made a Alligatorcon out of Optimus Prime parts.
Yes, I even bought a couple Junker G1 Skullcrunchers just to do that custom.
And now you won't need to.
Well, I still will because I want the G1s. But I think this is neat that they're doing updated Headmasters, and they're doing an updated Skullcruncher, but they didn't show actually a Skullcruncher. Yeah. There were no color pictures of a Skull. It's like they're going to do the Optimus Prime first.
Yeah, which is kind of odd, but yeah. But
yeah, you expect that to be the repaint.
Yeah. But it's very obvious that this can be Skullcruncher as well. The Chrome Dome, the Brainstorm, the Mind Wipe, and the Weird Wolf are all very, very reminiscent of their cartoons incarnations. Actually, Weird Wolf, he was more reminiscent of of the comic book, in my opinion. But there was one more that they also showed that that was very, very exciting and intriguing. That they showed was a Minerva.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting is all the others they went with either cartoon or comic design and aesthetic to the robots and their alt modes. But most of the Minerva, they went with a more realistic looking alt mode. I mean, I could not believe how it looked, you know, very much like a real Porsche 949. They didn't go with the cartoony look to the design, which kind of surprised me. Because it doesn't really fit with the rest of them for that reason, but it looked more like it would fit in with your, depending on the size, either alternators or alternatives.
Yeah, and it's also important to note, too, that this Minerva can also be repainted into, I guess, Ghost Shooter and Siren as well, couldn't it?
No, Minerva was the one that was Nightbeat.
Oh, that's right, Nightbeat. I guess I was thinking... yeah, Ghost Shooters.
Well, Ghost Shooter and Siren.
I'm sure they could retool it and remodel it that way. It could be that way. They don't have to design a completely new mold for that. They were very similar in style. I mean, they were cars, and except for one had a light bar, the other did not really. But yeah, I was very excited to see this, especially being a Headmaster fan. And from the looks of things, it looks like they actually will have Headmasters. So that's very exciting as well. Also unveiled at TFCon was Mech Ideas. This apparently is a new company, new third-party company. It seems like a new one pops up every other week or so. But Mech Ideas has a Top Spin and Twin Twist, Apex, and I guess Geminis. Tyler, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, these figures are coming out from, a new company, Mech Ideas. Quite interesting they look. Really homage to the G1s and going back to that, and I guess it's records year this year, I suppose. But these figures look great, actually. The proportions are a little bit great ape-like, but they look, you know, sturdy. I can't really say well-built because you can't really get much of the build quality from a 3D model, but they look detailed. They look really like really nice figures, and I would be interested in picking these up.
I would really like to pick these up, especially if they're for about $50 or less. Yeah. I would assume, just looking at them and not really seeing a size comparison, I would guess they're roughly about the size of the Fans Project Insecticons, the not Insecticons, which are roughly they're. Like old deluxe style size, I guess. Maybe a little bit bigger than a basic, but smaller than a standard deluxe from, say, 2007. I'm kind of hoping that they're around that price range. Any more than that for a jump starter, I don't know if I'd be that on board with it, but for what they are and what they look like, they kind of are reminiscent of the comic incarnations of these bots. But if they include some way to make them jump, transform, like the originals, which I seriously doubt, that would be an even greater bonus, but there was nothing mentioned of that, so that's purely a fan's dream right there. But I sincerely doubt that they will do that, because that kind of gimmick is very inhibitive as well.
The articulation would be an issue. You can't really give it knees and elbows and all that and get it to do the, you know, flip over transformation and actually stand up.
Yeah. But I mean, if they could somehow work that out, I mean, it'd be cool. But yeah.
There might be some sort of, you know, form of automatic transformation. I mean, the chests are big enough to hold like a gear assembly. It looks like, anyways.
But it's kind of interesting that they call them the Demolition Crew, and spell crew like, as in like Motley Crew.
Yeah.
Mastermind Creations. Mariah Baby, you want to tell us a little bit about some of their upcoming products?
Absolutely. Coming up for Mastermind Creations, we got a look at the final test shots of the Hexatron robot mode, complete with a couple of size comparisons of other Masterpiece toys that they've created, like they did next to Nightmare for Cyclops, which of course is a huge toy just by himself. So he's actually level in height with Cyclops,
which is enormous. I saw the proto for it at BotCon.
Oh yeah, he is a very big toy. The other ones that they had shown, which I got bombarded on Twitter by it early this morning, got bombarded with images from their Nightmorpher Seeker line, their Air Screech, Warper, and Stormer. They were also on display. Let me see. They are they're approaching their final stages now, which is fantastic. They are equal in height with the regular generation's Thundercracker with the classic Cyclonus, so they're about, give or take, 7 inches tall, which is, when they were first produced, I could have sworn that they were like going to be like these massive toys,
like Voyager size.
Yes, when they were first produced, I was.
Two sizes of the prototypes that they'd shown pictures of, larger and smaller?
Not Mastermind. It was the other company, I think.
I thought it was those Seekers.
There are two companies producing the Hearts of Steel Seekers.
Did not realize that.
Yeah, they're actually two different companies doing it. I think the other company actually had the larger toys, or the two different sizes. When I first saw these, I could have sworn that they were going to be like a foot tall or something massive because of all the detail on them. But
well, Air Screech was when we saw him at BotCon in in that hotel room.
Yeah. I still am beating myself up about not making time to go see him. I really wanted to, and I didn't. And I feel really bad because I want to throw money at Mastermind for these toys, like, right now.
His wingspan had to have been at least a foot.
Oh, just taking a look at the picture, if the toy is, like, 7 inches tall, that wingspan's got to be at least 10.
Well,
give or take.
Insane Galvatron and Weird Wolf, you guys were both there. Did you guys look at it at all? I mean, that was the one I mostly went for.
Yeah,
I just went there to go look at it.
I looked at it, but I didn't pay
close attention.
I was paying most of the attention to Cyclops. I was really amazed by that figure.
I feel so bad. Would you put it in scale with Cyclops? Like, because I want to say that it's.
I want to say like it came up to
Cyclops'
his knees.
Height. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah.
Toy is, yeah.
No way.
Mastermind Creations toy is actually quite small. It's a beautiful in scale, but as far as I know, as far as I know, Mastermind Creations Seekers weren't very big.
Maybe I just liked it so much, it's just huge in my head.
It's larger than life.
I just remember it being in a big box, the big clear plastic box, and it was bigger than the boxes that all the other figures were in next to it that they were selling.
I think part of the problem is that Cyclops is just so large that when you say it only came up to his knee, it makes you think small. No, Cyclops has really long lower legs.
Yeah,
I still think he's taller than that.
I want to say they were roughly between Deluxe and Voyager size. They weren't. They were too big to be Deluxes, but too small to be Voyagers.
So, yeah, see, and I would have pegged it over Voyager.
Yeah, I don't think they were much larger than a standard Deluxe size. I mean, they were up there, but they were not quite Voyager size, but they were not quite Deluxe either. That's my opinion, and I'm also looking at it from the perspective of a couple months ago too. So, but
we all are.
They do look really, really awesome.
They are fantastic toys. Like, I can't believe just how much detail they put into these things. I mean, even considering they're about 7 inches tall, give or take, when I'm looking at him, like, I've got Thundercracker here in my hand, and he's, you know, a good size. But we do have one image up on TFW 2005 that has him standing next to the Generations Thundercracker, and It's a pretty big toy just by itself. The wingspan on it, that and just how bulky it is, makes it look a lot larger than it is, and I'm sure that's probably what you guys are thinking about, is just the wingspan and the entire package rather than how tall he is in actuality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's I was pretty accurate with my description. He's a little bit bigger than a Deluxe, but smaller than a Voyager.
Yeah, I still think that my favorite thing on these is the difference in guns. I'm really happy that they didn't, like, keep them all the exact same. I mean, Starscream's head is a little bit different than Skywarp's and Thundercracker's, and they all have different arm-mounted weapons. Which, that just makes me insanely happy that they aren't a strict repaint.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the picture with all three of them together, and yeah, they do have slightly different heads. Looks like Starscream and Thundercracker's heads are more similar than say Skywarp's.
Mm-hmm.
Skywarp's is a little more rounded.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at it, Starscream and Thundercracker both have the
little horns.
What? No, they're not horns. They're
antenna
like they actually remind me of fish gills. That's what they remind me.
There is the little fabric-y, like, air-catching masks.
Yeah, like webbing, like on a duck's, like on duck's feet. They remind me of duck's feet.
Yeah.
It does make me really happy that they're not strict repaints. Like, as soon as they come out, I'm going to throw money at Warper and maybe get the other two later. But the only one I'm concerned about right now is Skywarp, because of my obsessive little Skywarp nature.
Now, did they happen to mention, anybody notice what the price on these were going to be?
No mentioned price yet. Speculation's up, but I haven't really heard anything about pricing, at least as of right now. There's been speculation. Some people say that they're going to hover around the $100 mark, which I'd pay $100 for that. I would pay $100.
$300 for all three Seekers. That's
I would pay $100 for Warper. I would.
I was going to get one of them, I would get Skywarp too, because Skywarp's probably my favorite color scheme out of them all.
Yeah, it's very steampunk-ish. If they were like if all three of them had, say, a darker tint to them, a little bit more of that steampunky era kind of that they come from, the darker tones and everything, I would probably buy all three straight out the bat. But as it stands, I'm already going to see if I can be brave enough to take paint to these things and touch them up just a bit, because all three of them are just a little too crisp and pretty for my steampunk tastes. But
dry brushing would be the way to go. Give them a weathered look.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to go for. They are very pretty, though, and I'm looking forward to owning Warper, if nothing else.
Now,
so, while we're on the subject of Mastermind, are we going to talk about Hexatron?
Yeah, Hexatron.
I did talk about Hexatron, but I kind of browsed over him because I didn't care.
Yeah, he went fast. I actually like the Hexatron. It's I'm looking at the sizes. I'm going to get some size comparison photos somebody linked to on that are on TFW.
The size comparison photo for, yeah. He actually
He's right up there with Cyclops, and he's taller than Masterpiece Grimlock. So, to me, that's not a classic six shot. That's a Masterpiece six shot.
Which is totally down my alley. I totally want one.
I would not know what to do with that much plastic.
I would transform it and display it and make passionate love to it, I guess. I don't know.
It's far too big for my collection, unfortunately, right now. So I am not going to spring for it, but it is very pretty.
Unfortunately, they did say that it's still down the pipeline. It's not going to come out anytime this year. It looks like sometime the time frame that we've been given for Hexatron is sometime in 2013, which, you know, that could be January, it could be December of next year. So, but he's coming. It's just we don't know when. That's the biggest thing about him. He does look really cool, though, and is a definite six-shot homage. You know, I almost would be tempted to pick up the Great Shot recolor of him. You know that they've got to do that.
Well, what was the Japanese re-release of Six Shot that had a slight remold?
That's Great Shot.
That's Great Shot.
Yeah.
Well, the TFCon, on their slideshow that they put up on TFW to scroll through for the actual presentation, they showed a recolor as Great Shot.
Yeah, I mean it's almost given. I mean, if you want to get the most out of a mold, then you know that's the thing to do is repaint it into the most logical repaints.
How much is this guy going to run?
I would guess probably around Cyclops price, around $150, I would guess.
Really?
Yeah, it's about the same size. Well, it's the same height, but he's a little skinnier, so he has a little less plastic.
Skinnier, about the same amount of plastic, but, ooh, boy, that's
I'd say he's probably a little less plastic than Cyclops. Yeah. Cyclops is quite massive.
Yeah, big and hefty.
But, yeah. Hexatron is coming down the pipeline. He's looking awesome. Can't wait to pick those up. One other group that I seriously neglected to leave out of the notes here, but they need to be mentioned, is TF Club is continuing with or TFC Toys, rather. I'm sorry. They're continuing with their combiner sets like they did with Hercules. And they're going on with Project Uranus, and which that is, as we've talked about before, is the third-party version of Superion. The first two that are going to be released, it looks like Fireflight and maybe Air Raid, or not Fireflight and not Air Raid, as I guess if you want to call them that. They are up for pre-order already, apparently, at TF Source, and it looks like the price is relative to that of Hercules at around $90 to $98 a piece for each limb. So, yeah, it looks like another $600 combiner, which, you know, I really want one like I did Hercules, but I may wait and see if I can get a bundle with all of them for about $100 less. Like I know Captured Prey has the Hercules set for $515, which basically you probably I think that averages out to like one of the figures is free pretty much. But yeah, that's probably what I would do. Anybody else's thoughts on Project Uranus?
Superion looks awesome. I'm curious about size. Is it going to be? Because, like I said, I don't have Hercules. I went with the Green Giant, and I'm picking up Minasaur, who is probably about the same size as Green Giant because they're going to size it with their Bruticus they made, which was about the same size as Make Toys' Giant. So I'm just wondering if they size Superion with Hercules, he's not really going to fit in scale with the combiners I will have on my shelf. So I'm wondering if he's going to be as big as Hercules, or if they're going to downscale, knowing that fans are going to want it to fit with the other combiners they have.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that they'll have it the same size as Hercules. That way, all of their combiners will be freaking enormous. I mean, that would make the most sense. You know, I guess they're kind of releasing these things to fit in with your classics, but not necessarily with their classics. I mean, they are their own release toys. They are completely new molds. So, you know, they're not necessarily or not specifically for your classics collection, but they don't totally look out of place either, I don't think. So, I mean, just whatever, wherever you want to put them in your collection, I guess, is where they fit. As far as downsizing them to fit them with classics, they could, but I really don't see them doing that.
You know, I just realized we skipped while we were talking about Mastermind Creations, we skipped their other big news item. Their updated Predaking.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was the very first thing on the list there. Mastermind Ferocious Project. Mariah, baby, you want to hit back on that some more?
I think she skipped over it on purpose. She's just not.
It's the only one I was concerned about was their
shame.
Speech. Sad. No, I don't have the. Give me a link.
Link.
Because I'm lost.
Link.
Here, I'll send the link to the slideshow that was actually used at TFCon. Scroll down till you see the images that have a red background. All thing they really showed were just silhouettes of each of the individual figures, and then
they do four figures, and then.
All right, okay. Yeah, obviously not concerned with this one.
Well, I for one, this one right here, I believe I would definitely pick up because Predaking's another one of those figures that is just iconic to me. You know, I hope he's freaking enormous. I mean, if he's bigger than Hercules, that would be even better. But
the thing is, with Mastermind, their scales are all over the place. They're making it a little mini sub, and then they've got the Cyclops. And then
yeah, these could be anywhere from deluxe size.
Hexatron is huge. It's like they're all over the place.
These can be anywhere from basic to deluxe sized, or they could be right up there with Hercules. We really don't know. But it would be awesome once we finally see the finished product. I mean, just looking at the silhouettes right now, I mean, I'm really stoked. I mean, look at the beast modes and the robot modes. I mean, they're right spot on.
Well, they are.
I mean, down to the guns on the shoulders and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how these turn out. I am not all that horribly into the Predacons, or whatever these are. Yeah.
The not Predacons.
Not Predacons, or whatever they're calling them. The Ferocious, is that what they're calling them?
Yeah, the Project Ferocious, I believe.
Project Ferocious, there it is, yeah. They look really interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how they turn out, but I'm not much into Beast Mode toys, so I probably won't be getting them, but...
Well, if you go with beast modes, the Predacons and
your robotic beasts.
Yeah, I think there's only one set that I would be even more excited for than Predacons, and that would be the Terracons, the G1 Terracons with Hunger, Blot, Center Twin, Cutthroat, and Ripper Snapper. If they had those, if they release a third party version of those, I will snap those up. Most certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big beast collector either, but I make an exception for the G1 beast because they were still robotic. I mean, even as a kid, you know, it seemed to work for, you know, the whole idea of organic material on robots never really fit with me. I mean, I liked the Beast Wars as a show, but the concept was always a little strange until they went transmetal. Then I was on board. And yeah, so I mean, I can't hold the fact that these guys are beasts against them. What I really like, not just about Ferocious here, but all these third-party reveals from TFCon we're looking at, is that the third parties are giving us the classics that I always wanted. And part of the reason that I justified getting rid of the classics was I didn't like the updated alt modes. You know, Perceptor should be a microscope. Because if I watch a G1 cartoon, he turns to a microscope. He doesn't turn into a truck. Updating the G1s for the classic line, what I wanted was same design as original, but give them modern toy engineering and articulation. And that's what these third parties are doing. I mean, that's why I'm just like fawning over all this stuff. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get back into classic if I'm buying nothing but third party. Because this stuff all looks so good.
Well, that being said, I know we hinted at it a little bit earlier, whenever Natsume was talking. You know, if I look back at my purchases over the last year or so, I would say the bulk of my Transformer related purchases are third party. You know, Hercules being the big one out of all of that. I'm really, really liking what I'm seeing out of these third party companies, and so much so that I'm, you know, I know I've mentioned once before that I've had just about every G1 Transformer that there was, you know, at one point or another. There's quite a few that I didn't have, but like I said, there's a number that I have had. I've even owned an Overlord. I've owned a Deathsaurus and Victory Saber. I've owned all of those toys at one point or another. So, you know, going back and picking up old G1s it just doesn't appeal to me like it used to. And the classics, I'm a lot like you are, Greg. You know, they're great, but they're not the updates that I've always wanted. But I still like them a little bit more than I'm sure you do. I mean, I know you like them, but I still want to collect them.
Well, the only reason I didn't want to collect them was because, you know, they're supposed to fit in with your classics collection, which I got rid of. You know, so, you know, even with City Commander, you know, he's still a little too stylized. But now they're doing this stuff that's more dead on with the animation. And, you know, like I said, this is the classics I always wanted. So I'm more tempted to get back into it than I've ever have been.
Well, look at Hegemon. I mean, that is Megatron. I mean, just the gun mode, the robot mode. I mean, it's just spot on. And now looking at these, Project Ferocicus or whatever they're calling this guy, Predacons, these headmasters, the Minasaur, the Aerobots, they're a six shot. I mean, these are definitely updates to characters that we've always wanted. And it's to the point now where I think that I'm pretty much done collecting mainline stuff. I've actually considered putting my Prime stuff up for sale and a lot of my all my movie stuff and just going strictly third parties, because they seem to be releasing more of what I'm looking for as a collector and what I want. That's not to say that, you know, I'm sick of Hasbro and what they're doing. Hasbro still puts out some good stuff. I still want some of their stuff, but, you know, being the G1 fan that I am, I want classic style characters. And these guys here slap a few Repro labels on them, and they are the characters. You can't deny it. So that's my look on it. Now, TF Club has also got another release coming out. Tyler, you want to tell us a little bit about the camera reflector?
Yes, I would love to.
I figured you would like that.
Something made
one
for me, except for the mount. It's in Canon mount, but the TFC toy has this amazing, well, it's not as good as the Perfect Effect reflector as far as accuracy and, you know, what G1 fans want, but for the camera nerdist in me, it's perfect. You know, it has it looks like a digital SLR camera, and it transforms into three different robots. It's purple. I mean, it's kind of new and updated. It's not really G1 colors. I could see them releasing it in G1 colors. It would look better in robot mode than would in the camera mode. But the camera is straight up black. It looks like, you know, your regular run of entry-level digital SLR cameras, and this one, from what I've heard and what has been reported, even has the Canon mount on it, which is actually very, very interesting. So you can actually take, if you own any Canon lenses, you can put those on this transformer. Unfortunately for me, I shoot Nikon, so I only have Nikon mount lenses. But, you know, if anybody has any ridiculously huge lenses that they can put on it, it would be quite funny to see it on it. We were talking in the comments on this chat about the most, you know, costly third-party thing, and I put a link to a lens that was about $2,400, and I'm like, no way. The one I just put in the chat's about...
Well, I know you mentioned not being in G1 colors. The photos we have up in the slideshow are... Looks like they've made the robot mode just like a black and white photo. Because I saw a picture of in hand the somebody that was there in the discussion.
I believe Gog Dog from TFW posted those.
Yeah, somebody was like actually holding it in hand and took pictures. And it's like, yeah, all the camera parts are black, but all the robot parts, like especially like on the chest and the, you know, things that you can't see in camera mode, have G1 colors on them. And it looked pretty good. I'll see if I can find that picture.
As a thing, you know, as a transformer, they look pretty awesome. Now, I'm certainly interested in getting it, and if I just, you know, if I can find something I don't even know on a website of like a broken Canon lens that I can just pick up just to say, oh, look at this, it does this, just to do that, pick it up for like $20. If somebody has just like a smashed lens, it'd be pretty funny.
But it'd be interesting to see what reflector can see, so.
Yeah.
Now, if they came out with, if they included like a little tiny version of it that is in camera mode that you could put in the hand of, say, Masterpiece Thundercracker from Toys R Us, that would be totally awesome. I would totally buy that.
Definitely. So that'd be pretty neat if somebody could just make a little camera accessory. Even if Hasbro did it, that'd be nice to include with maybe a Masterpiece release or something.
Long awkward silence.
Sorry, I'm still looking for that picture.
Yeah.
That would be Kickback trolling us.
The Super Deformed Fort Max, Natsume, you want to talk about that a little bit?
I can try. I'm not very good at these news things. You know, anything that doesn't involve, like, coding in video games, even though I can't code, you know, but still.
Well, I'm not what very are your thoughts on things, it? That's all you need to do.
I think it's cute, because it is super deformed. It's a TB Fortress Maximus. Apparently it does transform, which I suppose isn't that difficult, because if it just needs to turn into a city, it's not that difficult, but...
Yeah, that's the great thing about G1s. They're not complex as far as transformations.
So yeah, it's this little block with a little block head and little stubby feet and little arms, and he's got a huge sword, it looks like, and a nice gun. So far, I think we only have the test shots, because he's all gray. We don't have colors yet, do we?
Well, the colors are on the box.
Yeah.
There in those
pictures. I'm not seeing the box. I'm a big fail. Scroll all the way below the Revoltex. And all the way below the Revoltex.
Okay, it wasn't a picture, it was a video.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Wait, there's
a picture.
Oh, he's got stickers.
Yeah. There's a picture accompanying the video. Trying to figure out how to get the image by itself that would pop up.
Oh, okay.
Right here, I gotcha.
Well, since we're on the page here, do you want to talk about the new Revoltex as well?
I do. I really like them. We got new pictures from the Wonder Festival 2012. Not just the official product images. And so they actually have them in, like, really cool action poses where you can actually see the stands and everything holding them up and everything around them. And I really just... I love... There's a particular pose where they have Jet Optimus with this his axe thing. I don't know what the axe is for, but it's sort of cool, and it looks really cool when he's actually wielding this in this one picture. So I'm very interested in these expensive toys. I like all the they have a lot. Let me just put it this way: in all the pictures that they have here, they all have fantastic poses.
Oh, that's the signature of Reveltex, though. I mean,
yes,
they look amazing.
Yes.
No matter how you have them.
That and that Spider-Man there on the side, which tells us that we're not only getting Spider-Man, but also apparently the Avengers. That also looks very good. A little bit off topic.
Hey, it's in the picture, whatever.
Yeah, it's on there.
It is. It's on the side.
Jetwing Optimus Prime is going to squash the Avengers. That's what I see in that picture.
I would not be surprised.
Oh.
Murder Prime.
Murder.
And then we have no less than three bumblebees all together down there swarming.
I see that. I was waiting for somebody to say something about that. It's like, how many more bumblebees do we need?
I'm not seeing Avengers. I'm only seeing Spider-Man.
They only show Spider-Man, but they're saying that they are going to do some Avengers. And so Guard Convoy is excited that he might finally have a Black Widow figure that is worth owning.
Oh,
yeah, I just bought one on eBay from an older Marvel Legends. But if this one looks more like Scarlett Johansson to be more screen accurate, I will buy it too. I'll just have to sell the first one I got.
Did we talk about the Arms Micron Turtles?
No.
A couple weeks. We need to talk about those.
I don't think so.
Yes, yeah, wave two of the, what do they call those? The little candy machines or whatever?
Kabamia?
Yeah.
Well, that's the gum, isn't it?
The Kabaya.
Kabaya?
Yeah, no, it's Gashapon, is that what it's called?
The Gashapon figures?
Oh, yeah.
Gapcha.
Yeah.
Capsule.
Yeah, capsule figures, that's it. For some reason, I couldn't get the word capsule out. The Wave 1s, I really liked those when I got them, because you had two of the animals, a snake and a gecko, and you only had, two of the other characters made small with Prime and Bumblebee. Wave 2, I'm a little bit less excited about, with the fact that you have three of the larger characters made small and only one animal. But I have to say, though, after looking at these pictures, finally seeing the fist mode for Bulkhead, and it looks like it can go both ways. It can be a left fist or a right fist. I'm seeing a Transformer with a big Hulk smash fist you see at Walmart during the Hulk movies. Hulk smash! Yeah, I'll have to pick those up.
Yeah, he probably can go both ways, because he's got like a movie ratchet hand, where he's got three fingers and then two thumbs on either side.
Yeah, because if you look, the Megatron in those pictures, he's got the Bulkhead as a giant fist on his right hand. Then the Bulkhead that's just standing there in fist mode on display is formed like a left hand. So, yeah, you can do both hands.
Or rather, Bulkhead can.
That's what I meant, Bulkhead. Who did I say?
You said you can do both hands, and I was like,
He could if he really tried, I'm sure. He probably does on a nightly basis, so.
It's big enough to need both hands.
Just sit on one and let it go numb so it feels strange.
Oh, my God.
But the...
strange. Doesn't work.
The turtle shell, or the turtle micron, I think I'd like to pick that one up too. I like the gecko and the snake. This turtle micron, I would like to get it to maybe put with another figure. I'm not sure yet who I would put it with, though. I
can't believe they didn't do the obvious green for the turtle.
Well, if they did it black, I would also put that with Black Optimus Prime as well. Kind of give him a shield or something. But
well, you can get both. You can get the yellow one and the gray one, and then you can repaint the gray one black, and then you'll just have the yellow one with the gray accents for somebody else, like Unicron or something. I don't know.
I don't know, though. I mean, I haven't decided what I'd put it with yet. But
I want one of each color, and then I want an extra one of either color to paint green.
You need to get four of them and paint them like the
Ninja Turtles. All of them green, and then put a different little accent on them.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a sound bite that just says, I like turtles.
Turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Well, I think, does that do it for the news this week from TFCon? Anybody else think of any?
I don't think so.
Did we talk about the Overlord that somebody's doing?
I like.
Oh, no. I believe we did miss that.
I just closed that tab, too.
I got you right here.
Okay.
Steel Core.
We neglected to mention that Steel Core is now out, too, which is
This one, awesome Overlord. Too. Yeah. That one just popped up, like, half hour ago.
Armada Overlord.
Oh, it broke good.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's BTS Toys is doing they call it the Nova Lord is what I was.
Yeah. Now, as a side note though, knowing that BTS Toys is doing this, I really, really hope that they up their quality on this, because
my understanding, Sonicron was that the blue one like we have was really kind of had some problems, but when they released the black version later, they supposedly fixed all the problems.
Well, they need to re-release the blue one with those fixes in place, because, I mean, while he's a great figure, the design is awesome, the transformation is awesome, it's just that he doesn't quite fit together the way he should. And if they have those same problems with Overlord, or not Overlord, or whatever they're going to call him. Nova Lord, yeah. They're going to have some issues, and it would be a little bit in their best interest, I believe. A third party, that's the thing with third parties. New third party companies, their first products generally do not sell as well unless, they get in hand. Now, if people get them in hand and say, hey, these things are awesome, then you'll see them really take off. But if people are getting them in hand, I know that you and I both read that that Sonicron was rather loose and floppy, and a lot of people were saying that. And while mine is not as loose and floppy as I was led on to believe, it's still rather loose. I mean, you can pick him up and he just like flails all over the place. And yeah, I know I'm sounding very, very dirty right now, but in all honesty, I mean, he's a great figure, but his looseness is an issue that needed to be addressed. And if Nova Lord has that same issue, I honestly doubt BTS would have. I honestly believe BTS would have a hard time selling anything further after this release. That's my honest opinion.
Because of Sonicron's issues, it's kind of the deal where if they release this, it's going to have to be good, and a lot of people are going to wait till they hear reviews. There's going to be that one or two brave people that buy it, and then when they tell everybody, wow, this is fantastic, then they'll blow off the ship.
Now, furthermore about this figure, I don't know if you noticed, but it says here that the Nova Lord is slated to be 21 inches tall. So that places it almost 2 feet tall.
Isn't that about the size of Fort Max?
Yeah, he's going to be about Fort Max size. So not only is he going to be big, he's more than likely going to be very expensive. I mean, third-party toys by nature.
How many thousands of dollars are we talking about here?
If Mastermind Creation Cyclops, as big as he is about $150, and this guy here is probably a full 7 inches taller, I wouldn't be surprised to see this guy for around $250.
Rough guess.
Now, I don't know who would be willing to plop down the money right off the bat, just to test the quality on it. I would have, this is one of those things where I would want it, but I want to hear other people's opinions on it first. And if
this is one of those things where they should like ship it out to like the big reviewers to give their honest opinion on it.
Yeah.
Not pay them to do it, but just ship it out and then have them ship it back or purchase it if they like it.
Yeah.
As long as they aren't, like, paid to say, man, this is good, because then that would be, like, a whole PR fiasco for them.
Yeah, like, PR would give an honest review on it, I think.
Yeah.
And he gets enough traffic that it would, you know, definitely if they get the quality right, let him review it. He gives it a thumbs up, they would sell a ton of them.
Yeah.
Most certainly. Well, I believe that
also. We talk about the head robot stuff? I know it was on the list.
The
Trailbreaker and Iguanas.
Yeah, we skipped right over that. Head robots. You want to talk about that thing?
Yeah. The Iguana was something that when their first release was the Snake. It was one of those unreleased Japanese Headmasters designs that they brought to life, and they had done a proto or some stage of the Iguana a while back around the same time. But I guess due to the way that the Snake sold, I mean, it sold well, but it wasn't really a profitable item. I think they broke even, maybe made a little bit, but it wasn't a huge success that they were hoping for. And that's why they ended up going with like the Hothead. So they had the prototype, but they said they had no plans to produce it. And this was like a couple years ago. Just because they didn't think it would sell enough. But for whatever reason, they have changed their mind. I don't know if the demographics have changed, if more people are on board with third-party stuff, or what. It looks like they're going to release the Iguana now that's turned from an Iguana to a head. So I'm kind of excited about that, because I like the Headmasters. I really enjoyed the Snake that they put out the first time. Have a lot of fun putting that thing on an airplane and just put a snake on a plane. The Iguana should be fun, too.
Well, what about Big Road, the not Trailbreaker?
Yeah, I was going to let anybody comment on Iguana before I moved on.
Well, Iguana, that right there, I had Snake. I don't know if I still have the Mega Toy Fan clear red one still or not. I don't think I do. But the
I'm pretty sure you don't.
The Iguana, I played with the Snake one, and it was pretty awesome. Iguana looks just as cool. Although, I don't know, these beast heads, I don't know, they're not really doing it for me, but they are cool.
Well, the thing I like about them is these were the G1 toys we never got. I mean, they're not like modern updates, modern interpretations, modern articulation. They're pretty much just taking the design sketches of what was planned to be released during G1 but got canceled and producing them. That's what I like about them. It's all that kick of, I mean, how many times we see something that, you know, oh, man, look what we almost got and we never got it. And they're taking something like that and making it a reality. That is, to me, the appeal of those things. It's not just, rating, it's just on a Iguana turns to a head. Because quite honestly, that's kind of lame if you don't have any G1 bodies to put it on. It's just kind of the nostalgia factor of we're getting what we shouldn't be getting because it was canceled. And that really makes it higher up on the scale for me on the awesome level. If we had no more thoughts on Iguana, it's a Trailbreaker update. And this is strange because Head Robots, I mean, the name of their company is Head Robots. They seem to like they're going to specialize in Headmasters. Because I guess Fans Project stole their thunder this year on that by releasing that they're announcing they're going to release a bunch of Headmaster figures as far as full robots. So, yeah, they're doing Big Road, which is Trailbreaker, you know, a whole figure. I mean, their first foray into a whole figure, and it's not even a Headmaster. But it does look pretty cool. I mean, so far all we've seen is just these gray test shots or gray prototypes, whatever it's made out of. And it looks cool. I mean, again, it's what we were talking about earlier. It's the G1 design given modern articulation, not necessarily an updated design. And I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Seeing as how I've been staying or getting back into the classics and everything more so here lately, this is one figure that I would be most likely to pick up because I really like Trailbreaker, the original character Trailbreaker, and this is a very good homage to him, in my opinion. Although he still looks a lot like the original toy as far as the way he transforms, but you know,
that's fine. He has all the extra ball joints and ratchet joints or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's why he would fit in with the classics, in my opinion, but.
Nats May, Mariah, either of you have any comments on these guys?
I'm going to stay quiet.
Psst. Hey, are you still there?
What?
Why are we whispering again? I don't remember.
I think everybody fell asleep.
No, I don't really have any thoughts. You guys pretty much said anything that I had about them.
Well, I believe that'll do it for this week's edition of TFYLP. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage of the third-party news roundup from TFCon. Join us next week for our next episode. Hopefully we'll have something. I don't know. There might be enough of us out of town that we may not actually record next week. But if we do... We'll try to put something cool together for you. So we'll see you next time. And for Mariah Baby, Natsume Ryu, TFR Cool, and Insane Galvatron, this is Weird Wolf. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long.
TFYLP is brought to you by GeekExistence.com. The theme song Till All Are One by Stan Bush, available on iTunes. This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and is not for profit. Any names, images, or music used within this podcast are copyright their respective owners and is not intended to infringe on said copyright. Thanks for listening.